Always happy to have with us the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon. Spent some time today watching rookie minicamp practice. Hanford, that was a fun experience.
You know what? It was, Vic. It actually brought back a lot of memories to me. I remember, and don't laugh because this is a long, long, long time ago, but back in 1981, when I was coming out of the University of Southern Mississippi back in Hattiesburg, and, you know, I was drafted here. I was a first-round draft pick here in Cleveland, and obviously we wasn't in this place, but we were right down the road here. But, you know, just watching the guys work out and seeing what they're going through, and, again, it brought back a lot of memories.
There is that sense, in just in talking with some of these guys, that there was that initial butterflies. Even though it's just the rookies, no veterans around, pretty decent amount of media, but the coaches are there. You know, people are evaluating everything they're doing. There is that sense of nervousness that you have to get through.
Well, yes, it is. And I don't care how good, and you hit that right on the head, I don't care how good an athlete that you are. I think I was listening to Trent, and he was, you know, talking to someone, and he made this, you know, one of the questions were, what are you going to do? What does Trent Richardson need to do in order to improve? And I think he nailed it. He hit it right on the head. He said, everything. I have to do everything. And yeah, you know, you have the coaches there, and obviously they're going to lead you and coach you and teach you to do things a little bit better or the right way. But you're still nervous. I mean, you really are. I don't care if you're first round draft pick, or I don't care if you were Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick. You are still nervous. And another thing that made me really exciting today, you know, I had an opportunity to talk to Trent a little bit. And, you know, Vic, he is from right down the road from me. He's from the Pensacola area. And obviously, you know, I'm from the Mobile Theater area. So we laughed and talked about that. I told him a story about when I first came in, me being a little country boy. But it was great watching.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. And a lot of attention, of course, on Brandon Whedon, how he threw the football. I would say most of the reviews pretty rave, to the extent that the ball came out of his hand quickly. It came out with authority. That velocity was there. That ability to throw through some traffic. And again, all things are relative. This is non-contact. These are rookie defenders, many of whom aren't going to see an NFL field at some point. But nonetheless, a guy has to throw it. And whether he's throwing it against air or in this circumstance like today, you can gauge something from that. And I saw the big arm. I saw what was advertised by and large on, by the way, a perfect day. No wind. It was an ideal, beautiful, sunny day here in Berea.
Well, no question about it. I think what you're you came to the same conclusion that I've come to, and that means that we realize why we drafted this kid. I mean, obviously we know he's a smart kid, but watching him today, I have to jump on the bandwagon with you. He threw one pass, I think, over by the sideline where you and I were standing, and I was getting ready to catch it. I mean, I'm talking about just a complete spiral that was coming out after us. But what I like to Vic in Wheaton is his command. I mean, he reminds me a lot of Bernie Kosar in the huddle, and you know that's saying a lot.
That's saying a heck of a lot.
You know, this guy, when he gets in the huddle, he's the type of guy that demands respect, and he takes control of that huddle. He's in control. He's in charge of that huddle, and you could tell it by the supporting cast around him, talking about the running backs, talking about the wide receivers, talking about the offensive linemen. And this is not his first rodeo. Obviously, it's his first, just like you said, in the NFL. But I think, and I am convinced, that this young man is going to be fine.
Yeah, I know exactly that play, by the way, you were talking about. As we were standing on the sideline and that ball is coming out, I was mesmerized. I was watching the ball and probably should have been more aware in case the receiver, who is Josh Cooper, his one of his former receivers from Oklahoma State, didn't step in front of it and make the perfect catch, look like he got his feet in bounds. I was calling it a completion. But that ball coming right for us, just like a bullet. I mean, and it was precisely the kind of thing, again, you want to see. I saw a couple of other out routes, just some longer patterns he threw, and some of the short ones that were nicely, the timing of them and the precision and the rhythm, all of that seemed to be there.
Well, and also we got a sense, Vic, of watching him throw the football. See, with the quarterback, you know, he has the touch. What I mean by the touch is on the deep ball. Yeah. I mean, you have to know how to throw the deep ball. He also has the touch on the short passes, just like you mentioned. You have to know when to put the mustard on it, and you have to know when to take the mustard off.
Right.
And obviously, he knows all this. And you talked about the young man, I think Cooper is his name.
Yep.
And
undrafted
free. It was interesting watching him.
Yeah.
I think this young man is going to have a legitimate shot.
He's got a shot
to make this ball club, and obviously we know the connection with the two of them.
Yes.
So, if I sound excited, you guys, I am. I am just really excited about where this football team is right now, and I know I've always been excited at, you know, once everything starts with the Cleveland Browns, because that's a little bit all of us, because we're Cleveland Browns fans.
Sure.
But Vic, I'm sure you have the same feeling I do.
I had that sense, but the bigger thing is I was looking and trying to gauge the reaction of others watching media-wise. The most skeptical among the group of people out there all were giving me at least a sense of, wow, this is different. This is special, seeing, again, the ball come out. And that's really, in minicamp, what you're able to look at. We know that, because there isn't much. It's non-contact, and this is why I want to get to the next phase of our discussion here. And, of course, this is Hanford Dixon joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You brought up Trent Richardson. And those running plays and the team drill that they did, which is very limited teamwork because you don't have a lot of bodies just to put that together. You could do the 7-on-7 stuff, which is a passing drill. But in the teamwork where you get mostly running and having a guy run a little bit through traffic, they did just a couple of those plays where he looked explosive. He looked the part. I guess what I'm gauging from him is just what kind of a profile he cuts when he's walking, because you look at him and say, this person absolutely can be a beast if he can play the way he looks like right now.
Well, again, let me say this to you. I am happy you mentioned that, because what I want to say to everyone that can hear us, wait till you see Trent Richardson.
Yeah.
Everything that Vic just described and more. He is a man's man. And the kid is young. What, he's only 20 years old now?
Yeah, he's a young kid.
But the way he's built, 21. The way his calves, the way his lower body and upper body, just muscular, just strong, just powerful, just fast. I mean, he is the real deal, the complete package. And I can't wait to see him run north and south, meaning up and down the field. I mean, he is just going to be a beast. And you know what, Vic? And the great thing about it, we have him for a long time here in a Cleveland Browns uniform, and that just makes all of us happy.
Well, one of the things that doesn't spark a happy sound or a note is hearing what happened with Phil Taylor.
Wow.
And he was lifting yesterday. You know the story by now. Suffered a pectoral tear. He's going to undergo some surgery to repair that. Pat Shurmur saying today that he's going to be out an extensive amount of time, measured in months, not weeks. All of that is bad news because of what Phil Taylor meant to this defense last year. But I guess the flip side of this, and what you expected him to mean this year and going forward, lining up next to Ataba Rubin, the flip side of it is, and we didn't really get to see anything today that could tell us about how these defensive players are going to really look, because it's minicamp and there is no contact, and it's very very much going through the steps and the motions for defensive guys, especially. They can't tackle anybody. But John Hughes gets brought aboard here, and as a third round pick, Hanford, you know, a guy who's solid, not gigantic, but 6'2", certainly 300 plus pounds. I mean, he has that stout stature, comes in from Cincinnati. This is a pick that's looking better all the time in light of what happened with Taylor.
Well, no question about it. And, you know, Vic, you know, I keep saying we. I like to say we, but there was a lot of caught a lot of grief by picking Hughes, and especially when we picked him as high as we did. But you know, that pick is looking – it always looked good to me, but now it's looking a lot better. And his role, I would think right now, is definitely – increase. He was going to get a chance to play anyway because a lot of those defensive linemen, you want to keep them fresh. You want to rotate these guys, sure, bring them in and out of the game at all time. But, you know, watching him today, I mean, and the way he handled himself, I was actually pretty impressed with him also.
Right.
He is a big kid, you know, a kid that plays low to the ground. And he is a kid that I think is going to play with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because he's heard the noise. He's heard the rumbling. He's heard what everyone has been saying about him. And I'm sure he wants to prove everyone wrong. He wants to prove everyone that he's worthy of that pick. And I think he will. And, this defensive line, I thought we made strides. And obviously, hopefully that's going to continue this year against the run and getting to the quarterback. But I'm glad we picked him right now. And that pick, again, is looking a lot better.
It is. And I love how you brought up the chip on the shoulder because you and I both know this coaching staff is going to use that. And they're going to use that. They're going to bring that up to him. And why not? And especially now that he gets tossed into the breach, so to speak. I mean, he's going to be in a position to make even more of an impact than he would have as a guy just rotating out. Now, he's a rookie. He's still got a lot to prove. But this door is wide open. I don't know what the alternative is to fixing or filling the spot of Phil Taylor that you can realistically say from the outside something can be done. Really, I think this is something that the Browns are going to count on Hughes in a big way.
Well, no question. But what I was going to ask you was, did you notice it like I did too today? And I know we've already talked about Wheaton, but did you notice the chemistry that's starting to develop between him and Brad? And,
yes.
You know, did
yes.
you notice it? Wasn't
Absolutely.
That amazing?
Oh, there was no question that the chemistry was starting to develop, and I talked with Trent Richardson about this as well, that, you know, that all of a sudden, you know, hey, they're together, they're they want to be this dynamic duo, they are going to be always referred to in the same sentence, and yeah, you want that to show on the field. And I think there was definitely some indication of that. Well, it's just getting started. It was fun. And we'll pick up with more of this next week.
Well, you know what? The sad part, you know, I keep telling you that I could play 10 plays.
Yes.
But after watching those guys today, can I cut it to 5?
That is Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.